I don't know if you're aware, but Nick Blakey doesn't have any shoulders.
No. No so singlets.
Don't bring it up.
No.
When we get him on, don't bring it up.
When's he on?
He's on in about half an hour.
Good.
And we give away an amazing supercar prize as well. Rosie Walton not far away with feedback.
Yes.
But now.
Now.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Five and five up.
Very good today.
Is it?
No. Yeah.
Becoming very quickly the best segment on radio.
No, I don't reckon.
Yes, all the channels in the world.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And
what's at number five, Fat?
Thank you. I was just about to say that. Brian, he's a different funny fella, Brian, isn't he? We love Brian.
Yes.
And he reflected on the weekend on playing Scrabble on a cruise ship with Chief, with Spud and with Sam.
Yes.
He has zero tolerance of those that don't have a brain. And I remember Spud and I on a boat when we went on a cruise together and we were playing Sam and Chief in a game of Scrabble.
Oh, no.
And all Spud and I could come up was if, of, in, at, the... And they were putting together three-syllable words in Scrabble.
They had two O's. Points. Spud and Brissell had two O's, so they put it next to an M and made the word move. And I think at that stage the chief just said, I'm not doing this anymore.
What, just flip the board and walk out?
Sam took the photo and said, that'll be the end of Scrabble.
That is 100% true. Yes, I was there when that happened. It was as funny. Well, it was a mismatch.
It
Chief,
was.
Chief and Sam against Spud and Bristol.
You got kindergarten NASA.
It was very good.
Next.
How about number four, Bins?
Speaking of the Chief, Jimmy boy, I love this from the Chief because Sam Darcy, of course, played his first game for the Western Bulldogs on the weekend and Chief didn't miss Luke.
And here's Darcy. First touch for the debutant to a huge round of applause, Sam Darcy.
He's already... one more possession than his father had on debut against. Were we not supposed to bring that up?
Scrambled away and Treloar back into the lineup takes the mark.
You're $1.10 too, so you can pay out now.
Oh, Shane wasn't having anything of it, was he?
Shane.
Oh, Dwayne. Because you know what happened with Luke on his
debut?
He
didn't have a great day.
He didn't have a disposal,
didn't
not touch, one.
Didn't recognise it.
So Luke had one in the first couple of minutes. I'm sorry, Sam.
Hey, he looked very good, by the way.
Bloody
hell. Look at home.
Oh, he's a very good player.
What's at number three, Coco?
Oh, Bruzzy. What about Bruzzy? And was he happy with his tackle Friday night?
Talk us through the squeeze tackle. Yeah, halfway through that last quarter, you lick your lips and enjoy that.
I did, and I'm actually still a little bit sore. My sternum, I actually... winded myself a little bit, but I lined him up pretty well, didn't I? I lined him up and I felt pretty good because the crowd went nuts. So
talk a little bit about that, Bruz, the fact
I'm
that...
I'm just watching it here.
Yeah, no, I'll give you some enjoyment time to watch that. But in the end, like the capacity to come forward really ramped that pressure up.
He's pretty happy with
it. He's loving his own work.
He loved it, Fox Footy. Thank you very much. But Bruzzy loved that one.
Give us number two, Smack.
Oh, Brian. Channel 7's Roaming Brian became Falling Brian.
Oh, no.
So just down here, these are the three best seats at the G. So if you come down... whoops. Jesus, I just about went.
Oh, Brian.
I thought it was going to be Nordberg.
Oh, exactly.
Out of Naked Gun. It was the funniest thing ever.
Oh.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Oh, our favourite TJ. Cut up rough, Jim. When the Chompers. Sunday Footy Show had a crack at him, he asked a silly question to Paul Salmon.
To do that means a hell of a lot to me, so I'm still very close to the Hawthorn Footy Club. Very fortunate to have two great clubs to be tied to like that.
You played under Yabby?
No. But Yabby was great around the club. He always came down to say good day and, he was very generous and... saying that he wish we did get to work together, but no, never.
How many years
judge.
Did you miss him by? Yeah, but about
15.
Water. You, no, seriously.
Only 15 years off.
No, well, hey, I'm sorry, but after all, I mean, it's a bit. Damo, old fair dinkum. I wasn't going to say it. I'll put one on
your nose. I didn't say it.
No, but you're laughing over there.
It was funny.
Move the target. No, I just...
Yeah, move the target.
The joke. Do we need the joke after that?
Yeah. Actually, take it away. No, you can all get stuffed.
Lordo with a live one. That was good. He loved it, Lordo.
Channel 9, thank you very much. Yeah, just missed Yabby by 15 years. At Hawthorn. Come on, DJ. Yeah,
Kanga Kennedy.
DJ walked off. Guess who jumped in the hosting seat?
Oh, Naif.
Half a second.
Before he got off the set, Naif was in his chair.
Rosie Walton in the studio next. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill.